This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Insanity right here at the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And, yeah, you can see me, I know. Being engaged, being involved. And you have to be involved, okay? I know some of you are devastated at what happened and what's been happening and what's going on. But, you know, by the way, you're listening to The Real Side. Talking to a couple of friends over the last few days. And here's what I got to say. You're not going to like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. How did we allow this to happen? No, think it through. How did we allow this to happen? I mean, yes, many. I think there's a lot of fraud going on. Don't get me wrong. I think that that the Dems are having a field day. Although, even what we talked about earlier, they couldn't steal enough to take the House and the Senate. That's what they were looking to do ultimately. You know that. But they couldn't make it happen. Thank God they couldn't make it happen. And there was actually fighting going on between the hard left loons and the centrists. Yeah, they were going back and forth on the floor like crazy. I'm okay with that. I want them to fight as much as humanly possible. All right? I mean, Wisconsin, you can't tell me, and I've always said this, I'm in full agreement. You guys know that I've been elected to office. I'm in full agreement with the president when he says, look, if you beat me fair and square, we're good. I'm not upset. I mean, I'm upset I lost, but at least I know I gave it my all. The people decided. We don't know if the people decided. Matter of fact, I would say, no, the people didn't decide. There's no way. 89% of registered voters voted this time around. Okay, I think it was Wisconsin or wherever. I mean, at that point, it was craziness. It was a statistical impossibility that at 3:30 in the morning, on Wednesday morning at that point, you know, Biden had a 4.1 lead or lead, you know, percentage points. In Michigan, over 100,000 votes went to Biden, while zero went to any other candidate. There was seven on the list. Right? You think Trump would have got one vote out of 100,000? These are statistical impossibilities. If you brought this to your statistics teacher, your math teacher in college, he'd tell you to go back. You made a mistake. Fix it. But they want us to believe no problem. That's how stupid they think you are. Right? You people in middle America, they think you don't count. You look at the map. Look at the Electoral College map. What states he won, where he won. Look at the counties he won in. Only the major cities is where Biden won. And he won the majority of the counties across the country. I mean, Trump won the majority of the counties across the country. Think about it. Wisconsin has, what, 3.2? I think I saw it today. 3.1 million voters, registered voters, yet you had 3.23 million voters vote. It's just crazy. The county clerk in Michigan is reviewing the apparent skewed results. He may have given Dems thousands of votes intended for Trump and John James. May have given him those votes. Oh, my God. Then a major error was found in the Arizona results. Data said that 98% of the voters had been counted when only 86 were actually counted. Right? It just never stops. I don't know why. You know, today I heard in Philly there were 23,000 ballots found. Found. They came in one dump and every one of them was for Joe Biden. Does this sound like a fair, impartial, right? That everything is above board. Nothing to see here. And then the Philly, Philly officials, they ignored a court order. And they kept Republicans out of the poll watching. Well, what do they have to hide? If everything's above board and there's not any issues, what is the problem? No. I put in front of you that there is a problem. I put in front of you that they are cheating. That they knew they couldn't win based on what they had been putting out there. They knew it. Look, I know a lot of rank-and-file Democrat members that are good people. But I got to tell you something. You good people, if you accept this, then you're just as sleazy as they are. I was heartbroken today because I have a friend of mine who's a Democrat, and I thought that they were at least, moderate, if you would. In talking with them, they finally said, and it was simple, I don't care. I hate Donald so much, I don't care what they do to beat him. And that, my friends, is the problem with this country. And I hope the right, you're not the same way. If you want to beat evil the right way. Do not beat it based on lies. Don't lie and cheat to beat the evil that the left is doing. If you truly, for my friends that believe in God, if you truly believe in God, why do you need to lie and cheat? Let God do the fighting for you. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll see if Zoe thinks that I am right on this one. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, head up to the website. You really do. Read the stuff that's up there. Get informed. We wouldn't be in the spot we're in if you people would just do a little studying. Pay attention, and you know what? Be a thorn in the flesh of your neighbor. If they had a Biden sign out, I'm not saying go get it and tear it down. That's not what I mean. Sit and talk with them. Just have a conversation. Let me bring on my buddy, because he's going to be the voice of reason. He's probably not going to calm me down. He's probably going to wind me up. But other than that, Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. He's the host of Zopi and Den, Anti-Fighting Duty Bible Study, and the Zoloft. Hey, look at Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
And thanks for having me on.
So, the most refreshing memory, I mean, the most fresh memory I have in my mind, I talked to a pastor the other day. Now, I've been talking to a bunch of them over the last few weeks, but this one in particular. I asked him why he cast a vote and put it up on Facebook for a particular person.
Okay.
And he said that he had talked to somebody, two people really, but one in particular, non-godly person, who gave him a political, pseudo-political answer. All right? I don't want to give away too much information because I don't want people to know who I'm beating on. But he was one of many of other pastors I talked to who every reason they gave me as to why they voted for the, and I'm just going to say it, the wrong person.
Right.
Not my personal opinion, but based on experience, wrong person. They got their information from non-godly people.
Right.
And doesn't the Bible, again, I'm not the scholar that you are, so straighten me out here. Doesn't the Bible say that we're supposed to seek godly wisdom? Or does it say we're supposed to be, seek heathen wisdom? Maybe I read it wrong. I don't know. I'm not a scholar.
Hey, well, you know, man, I'm in the same unscholarly boat with you. we just dig the word of God, man, and we try to do what he says according to what he says, you know? And here's the thing, man. I'm in Romans right now. And Romans speaks a lot to this stuff. And one of the things is, man, is it's one thing to seek godly wisdom, but also the other problem is, man, is that these people do assume that they seek godly wisdom, but they're seeking godly wisdom according to who they imagine God is. That's the problem.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
And the Lord talks about this. It's like, look, man, I am who I say I am. Okay, I'm not who you think I am. I am who I say I am, and you got to square this stuff up. You know, this is one of the reasons why the Lord called Peter Satan. It's like, look, man, you're caught up with the affairs of men, man. You're not digging where I'm coming from. There's what you think is right, and there's what God knows is right. And unless you square up with that, I'm gonna call you Satan until you get your head straight. Right? So it's like that's where we got to be coming from, man. We got to square this stuff up. We got to square this stuff up according to who God says He is and what His instruction is.
You know, I don't know if. We're going to get deep here in a second, people. And I've never really even talked to Zoe about this. I have a problem with people constantly, God, if it be your will, kind of prayer people. And I'll tell you why. God, if it be your will, I'd like to have two women in my bed tonight, even though I'm married. But I've been married 21 years. You know, it gets a little dull. Right?
Awkward.
Well, it's almost like people will pray around and for... four things. Like, I was with a group of people that we were praying, and we say, look, Father, we got these three godly people that are running for office. We know they love you. We know they care about you. They've done that in their life. You see it. And if it's your will, we'd like them to win. As opposed to the three heathens who believe in partial birth abortion. Do I really have to say, God, if it's your will? Do I really?
Well, at that point? You know, as long as you understand what that means, a lot of people, I don't really think they understand what that means. And fortunately, there are people who do. You know, but you want to make sure that your desire is to be able to handle God's will. God's will is going to be done anyway. It's not like we need His permission. You know what I'm saying? So it's like what God is going to do is what God is going to do. That's why when we say the Lord's Prayer, man, basically in a nutshell, an aspect of the Lord's Prayer is this. When we say give us this day our daily bread, God, help us handle what it is your will is. That's what it comes down to, man, because God is going to do what God is going to do. We just got to make sure that we are being fruitful. We're bearing fruit. We're following His instructions. We got work to do, Joe. We got to do work. But as we do these works, we got to be able to handle when God says yes, when God says no. If we get what we want, that's when we definitely need to know, have the strength to be able to handle. Because sometimes we get what we want, Joe, and we mess it up. And we need God's
This is new? Have you ever met Adam? I mean, this is new?
Thank you. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's like even when we get what we want, Joe, we'll screw it up. That's why the prayer says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Because we could be like, God, give us what we want. God's like, look, man, If you just ask me to not lead you into temptation, I may have to protect you from what it is that you want, because you'll get what you want and you will do evil with it.
So
I got to deliver you from that. So
this was my conversation with somebody. Look, in Exodus 18:21, it says, moreover, you shall, not God will select you, not the yes. Pharisees, not the Sadducees, not the chosen men of God. You shall select from all the people able men, such as love God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, basically to be rulers over us.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So, not arguing with you, but my argument with these guys was, that's God's will, is it not? Is that
that's
not
right.
God's will written to us? So you don't have to say, if it be your will. His will is that we vote for, we push, we select. That's what we just did. We looked at these three people and said, we're selecting you to be rulers over us. Isn't that a blessing in and of itself that we get to choose?
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get to choose the rulers over us. These people do love God in their life. You could see it. You could see it in their actions. And I wasn't trying to start an argument with them. I'm just like, you don't have to say it. That's his will. It's right there. You're saying to him, we want to do your will, and we're acting on your will by choosing these three people, asking you to bless this situation and get those people out to vote, Father. Poke them in the butt.
That's right, man.
You got me rolled up here. See what I'm saying? I'm going to have to go.
The Lord does that.
Yeah.
That's that fire, man. That's that fire in them bridges.
But it's just like my fear with that term. I'm being flat out honest with you, because it's gotten to me this week. Is a lot of mainstream Christians who say God's will gets done, and I don't have to vote because whatever God's going to do, He's going to do. Well,
that's
not
the problem.
True. And that let's talk about that on the way back, because that is really a groaner for me. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to talk about God's will. Maybe he'll show up and tell us what it is. I don't know. We'll see. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in a correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Waiting on the counts. Both presidential candidates addressed the ongoing vote counting Thursday as results continue to trickle in. President Trump continued to assert that mail-in balloting was corrupt. He said the Democrats knew that was the only way they'd be able to win.
And I've told everybody that these things would happen.
because I've seen it happen. I watched a lot of different elections before they decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out to everybody, in many cases totally unsolicited.
Former Vice President Joe Biden called for calm while the counts continued and remained confident in the outcome.
We continue to feel very good about where things stand. We have no doubt that when the count is finished, Senator Harris and I will be declared the winners. So I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. Next hour, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me, and he's going to have to answer some tough questions like, what happened? Remember, he had Trump with the 300-plus electoral college votes, and then he had the Senate by 2. And Congress by 5. So, and he's usually right on. I want to know what happened. And he better have a good excuse. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, let me bring him on with me. Always a pleasure to have Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And so before we get rolling here, tell people where they can find your Bible study, where you can find your music, the whole nine yards.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can catch my show, the Zoloft. That's my more politically based commentary, satire, and so forth. The Zofian Den, which is the House of Anti-Buddy-Duddy Bible Study.
That's easy for you to say. I know, right?
It was. You're taking it from me. You say it so fluently. Now I'm stumbling all over it. And then my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, my book, A Solid Right Cross. Come check us out.
That's because I'm the fuddy-duddy. It's easy for me to let that flew right off my lips. You know, I write a book.
No,
I couldn't get the title right for 3 months. Go ahead. Go ahead. All right, so we were talking about, you know, not just God's will, but one of the biggest deceptions is the fact that Satan's got people believing that he doesn't exist anymore and or that he's not, you know, everybody blames everything on God, like Satan does absolutely nothing or doesn't tempt you to do things if you would. Okay, and it's making me nuts because it's like if Biden gets in, here, you can straighten me out here, but if Biden gets in and again we find out that, you know, 80 million evangelicals live in this country, 60 million are registered to vote, and 22 come out to vote, we have a problem. Because you've not done what God's word says in Exodus. You've not done what God's word said in 1 Timothy 2. You've not done what God's word says in 2 Samuel. You've not done what God told you to do. Am I wrong?
Yes. Nah, man, it sounds like a good to me, man. And we're supposed to be the ecclesia, man. We're this body of that is supposed to be able to self govern with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And in that self governance, you know, we actually do apply these things into electing and appointing people to maintain our God-given rights. So these people are the ones that we consent to be having governance for us. And when we elect these people, we're supposed to, our due diligence is to make sure that we're electing people who are going to swear by the author of the liberties that we enjoy so much. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And, we're not really putting that into practice, and it's one extreme or another. It's like you got one group over here that just says God is on the throne and we don't need to involve him in our politics. God is above politics and all that sort of stuff. Even though God is the first policy writer, we're going to say that God is above politics. And then on the other hand, you got folks who decide that they're going to believe God on their own terms and make up whatever kind of God, you know, that they think he is without squaring up with what he says. And we have too much of these problems in the church. Then you have pastors that are saying that God is neither a Republican or a Democrat, and thereby basically making their congregation seeing that the whole voting process is pointless because they're not looking at, they're looking at parties rather than looking at the iniquities of people. Republicans have deviance, of course they do, but the Democrat Party is inherently, it's innately at odds with God. That's just what it is. It's against the God, it's against the Bible, it's against the Constitution, whereas the Republican Party at least is founded to be friendly to the Constitution, friendly to the Bible. You're going to have deviance because people are people, but at least that's the safest place to start.
It was funny how our founding fathers knew. If you, again, people only read certain things that they want to, but read the letters they wrote to each other. And they knew that we would screw things up. I mean, they knew because we were men, we were flawed, we would have problems, and that's why they put some of the safeguards in place. And we have slowly chipped away at those because we thought it was better. Like, you know, the Senate was never meant to be an elected body, ever, ever, ever. But yet, somehow, we decided they should be an elected body. So now we, you know, turn the Senate into an elected body. So they don't represent the states. They don't do anything better than basically the House does, if you would. That's why the House is called the House of Representatives, to represent the people. The Senate is supposed to represent the state as a whole. The governor used to appoint the two senators from each state to represent the state, if you would. So, you know, you look at stuff like that, the Electoral College. If people would actually do homework, they would find out that the Electoral College gives everybody, small and large states, the same amount of power. But they don't want to see that. They want to call it a popular vote. And if you look at the vote today, you could have wiped out the whole middle of the country. Don't need any of them. All you needed was the major Democrat cities to elect a president. So they put these safeguards in place because they knew as men, look what's happening today. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
That's what being a Democrat is all about, man. It's about what's popular. It's, you know, when we talk about democracy, it's two wolves and a sheep voting on who's going to be dinner. And, you know, and they're talking about fairness. They act like they love fairness so much. Well, you would think that they would love the, I'm pretty sure they love the Electoral College right now because the electoral votes are looking like it's going to be
right. All of a sudden, they won't complain about it. Guaranteed.
Right? You're not complaining now, right? But yeah, it's like, it's supposed, that's how we keep it fair, Democrats. If you want a fair election, well, you're going to need that Electoral College. And, but, you know, when it suits them, that's when they see it fine. And when it doesn't suit them, of course, you know, they don't see it.
Well, at one point last night, the other night, Trump was up almost 3 million votes, okay? So he had the popular vote by like 2 points or something like that. But Joe had the Electoral College. And I said, I will bet you $1,000 that if Joe wins with the Electoral College and Trump has the popular vote, they will be screaming, God bless the Electoral College. Can't do anything to them. We got you watch. Just like chameleons, they will change based on where they're at and what they need at the time. But yes. I want you to think about something. They think that the Constitution is outdated / a living, breathing document that needs to be interpreted on a regular basis for today's world, right? If you go back to when Hillary Clinton ran, and she talked about scripture, and who was the guy she was running with?
Kane,
right? Whatever, Tim Kaine or something like that, right? All right, I think he was a Catholic. So the two of them said, "This isn't verbatim, but this is what they said: You will either bring your scripture into today's world, or we'll pass laws to force you to." So again, there's no respect, reverence, or understanding of the Bible. There's no respect, reverence, or understanding of the Constitution. What do you think?
Okay, so they say that the Constitution, the Bible, these things are outdated. They're archaic and stuff like that. And they say that they need to be changed. Here's the thing about their contradiction, though, Joe, is that they'll say these things. Meanwhile, they say that the Bible and the constant, like the Bible, can't be trusted because it's been changed.
And written by old white men that wanted to keep women and black people down. Go ahead.
Right? That's what it's like. It's a total contradiction. They'll tell you all day, these things need to be updated. They need to be changed. But we can't trust them because they've been changed. Wait, what?
Come on. Where did you hide the crack pipe? Because this is not making any sense to me. I need help here. And it's the same thing with the Constitution. They say you can't be trusted again because it was written by old white guys that were trying to maintain white supremacy. And yet, I'm lost.
Here's the thing. So what was the Democrats' excuse then when the Constitution was written and then they decided that they were going to make their own Constitution? They made the Constitution of the Confederate States. So they made their own constitution, and they were, I guess, young? They weren't old white men then. They were young white men. Young, crazy white men, wild-eyed white men who thought that they had a right to enslave people. So what was the excuse then?
You got me. I can't even think that whacked. That's the problem. That's why we can't make sense out of what they say sometimes, because we can't think that crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that was the blessing in disguise, Joe, of I used to be a liberal. I used to be a default Democrat, and I bought all that stuff. I always knew that there was something wrong with it, but hey, man, I thought that's just the way it was supposed to be.
That's funny.
When people try to tell me that I'm being narrow-minded, it's like, no, man, I've been on both sides, and I have seen the Democrat for what it was. I used to be one, and yes, you know what that means? That means that I can admit I'm wrong.
Well, I got to tell you something. You, Sonya Schmidt, Evan Sayet, we go down a whole list of these people. And you guys, at some point in time, the switch flicked and you went, wait, what am I doing here? These people are whack. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. See, I get a headache doing that, headbanging thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please, please, please pay attention. If it's not me and it's another conservative show, great. Pay attention. Support us. Because you know what? It's about to get rough. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. I want you to say it that fast. And the Zoloft. Zoe, tell people how they can get your music. Listen to your Bible studies are great. I don't know why they, you know, again, I throw them up here when I'm sitting here at night, you know, closing down and that kind of stuff, and I just love it.
That's a blessing, man. Thank you so much for tuning into those, man. And they're at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and that's where you can catch all my stuff.
Perfect. All right, so you know we should leave the mics hot during the break because that's when the best conversation happens. Although I'd lose all my Christian listeners because I beat on them so badly, but we are where we're at today because you guys are waiting for God to do something, right? So, I did a teaching, and I got to pull it up. I'll send it to you. You can beat me up about it later. But I pulled up over 100 scriptures where it says, Jesus tells us, God tells us, Old Testament tells us, go do. He doesn't say sit on the couch, wind up the Game Boy, and I'll get it done. I'll be back in a minute and let you know what I did. No. He says you go get somebody. Right? What I just read now, right? You go find godly people to rule over you. Doesn't say hang tight, I'll bring you a couple of names. We're supposed to be involved in this, aren't we?
Yeah, we definitely got to be involved. What is, you probably heard this joke before. I'm pretty sure a lot of listeners heard the joke before.
I'm old.
It's like a flood came.
Oh, yeah.
And you had these people that were up on top of their house, and you know, and they're waiting for God to come and rescue them. And a boat comes. They're like, no, we're waiting for God to come rescue us. And then a helicopter comes, and they're like, no, we're waiting for God to come rescue us. And then the flood overtakes them. They die, and then they ask God. I don't know how they got to heaven because they're not listening to God. But anyway, they get to heaven, and they're like, God, what happened? We were praying to you, and we were waiting for you to come rescue. He's like, God, man, what are you talking about? Man, I sent you a boat? I sent you a helicopter?
Yeah, no kidding. It's kind of like you're sitting here going, don't complain tomorrow. Don't complain when you're, in California, when your 12-year-old can get an abortion. At school, they bring her to an abortion clinic, take her back, she bleeds out and dies in the middle of the night, and they don't have to tell you, and you as a Christian are going, how did this happen? How? Because you keep voting for heathens. That's how this happens. You totally blow off, Exodus 18:21. You totally blow off what God tells you to do, and then you want to blame God? That's the one that infuriates me. Don't blame my God for doing something that you didn't step up and do what you were supposed to do.
Yes. That's right, man. That's right. The thing is, we got, whether it's, like I said, there's different facets of the church, how this goes. And then there's just, different facets of the culture. But the bottom line is that with Christians and conservatives, they're just, isn't, and I mean, I'm a broken record here, Joe. I've been saying this for years, and it's not changing. And I've been saying it. There has to be cultural representation.
Yep.
Too many people, whether it's Christians not being engaged enough, or you got the conservatives who think that all this stuff is going to be, it's going to be fixed politically. And I'm like, no, that's totally backwards. This does not get fixed politically. One, it's a spiritual issue. Two, it has to be reflected in the culture. Man, as far as I understand, we'd have lost the Congress. So if Trump gets elected, we're going to get 4 more years of this nonsense because the Congress has power to do it.
You're right.
Why? Why? Because we don't promote these values. We don't promote conservatism in the culture. It's always Trump 2020, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. We go and we go on promoting candidates, but we don't promote conservatism itself. It's a problem.
Preach it. You're right. Preach it. I mean, I listen to Fox News. So it doesn't matter what you listen to. Mm-hmm. For my Christian conservative buddies, are you doing what the Word tells you to do? Look, not that we're more powerful than anybody else. That's not what I mean by this. But, I was in a round of prayer the night before the election. We all got together. We thanked God for his blessings. We thanked him for what he was doing in our lives, okay? And to your what I said to you a minute ago, here, we pick these 4 godly people, Father, okay, like you told us to do in your word, and we want you to bless their candidacy. We want you to bless their election. We want them to rule over us like your word says. Actually, it was 5. All 5 won. All right? Now, that doesn't mean that God gave us favor. All we did was say to him, look, you told us to do. We did. We're asking for your blessing on this. And it happened. All right? But most people will sit in the room and just go, okay, God, you figure it out. We know you're in control, and we're going for the coffee, cake, and donuts. We'll be back in a bit. Right? I mean, don't you hear that all the time?
Yeah, man. And like I said, we want to be grateful. It's like, okay, we got what we prayed for. We're grateful. If you don't, Lord, still grateful. Going to have that attitude of gratitude. Now, we didn't get what we want. Lord, help us to know what to do with this. What's next? Yeah. Because the bottom line is that, we still, for right now, we still got a republic. We're still free. But God is not going to be pleased.
A couple more days.
Right? But that's right, though, Joe. God is not going to be pleased if we just let our freedoms that he blessed us with get voted away. God doesn't work that way. Not cool with that at all.
No. No. I mean, listen, you've got people that have said they're going to tweak your religion. They're going to take your guns. You're not going to be able to speak a certain... You know, that meme that is floating around just hits home for me so much because I've been saying for months now, you don't have to believe this, but this is a spiritual battle, and a spiritual battle to keep God's people away from each other. Because when we get together, even though we're not exactly on the same page, we are a force to reckon with. And you've seen that over the years. When you can have a plane, a tube, a sealed tube with 200 people in there, talking and sneezing and hacking and coughing and eating, and I can't sit in a church that holds 6,000 people, three seats apart from each other, tell me that that's not planned, it's not a concerted effort against God's people. If you tell me that, I want to watch the lightning hit you when you lie to me.
Plandemic, man. You know it. You know it. This is all, it's definitely engineered, man. And it's like I trip out on people. It's like, we got to wear these face masks. And sometimes I go into these places and I've got my face mask on and I'm just like, and I watch the light go on with these people, man. I'm like, yep. Isn't it funny that they got us wearing face masks for something that can get into our eyes? And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah.
My next set of masks is going to go, I trust in God. That will be my next set of face masks. Because I want to watch all those heathens just look at me in the cash. And you can tell when they're scowling. I don't care how big of a mask they have on, right? Their eyebrows go down and they're like, their eyes are squinty.
Check this out, though. But see, this, the Democrats, the liberals who claim that they love the earth and they love nature so much, everything that they believe is at odds with nature. This whole face mask thing and keeping us apart, that's not natural for mankind. No. It's not our nature to be in this social isolation. And what do they keep saying, man? Alone, together? Basically, Joe, what they're really doing is, this is unnatural. It's not natural for us, but they're getting people ready for hell, man. It's like, start embracing hell, because if there's anything that is really going to exemplify being alone together, that's what hell is. Hell is the ultimate quarantine. It's the ultimate. People will be gathered in hell, but they will be totally apart. You won't even have tormentors to keep you company. This is what the word is showing you. It's like, you know, the people who are going to be, when you want to make sure that something is quarantined and sterilized, what do? You put it in fire. So, and these people are going to be totally quarantined. They will be utterly alone.
Yeah.
And, this is what people are gearing up for.
Okay. So, you know how the left got crazy the first time when he got elected, it was impeach him. I mean, the votes hadn't even been counted yet, and it was impeach him. Impeach 45, right? Remember all that? So now they're screaming. Keith Olbermann is calling for President Trump to be removed forcibly from office and arrested. Okay? Cooper, this is the loving left now, remind you. Right? Cooper says that Trump is an obese turtle on his back just flaring around, right? And it's just going, wait a minute. He's still president constitutionally till January 20th at noon.
Right.
You guys are filled so much with hate that it's overflowing out of every thought in your mind.
And you know, and they don't see that, man. You're right, man. That's who they are. That's not even so much what they do. That's just who they are. And you know, and the things that they're talking about when they're saying remove forcibly, it's like, okay, isn't that like how Castro got his gig? Isn't that like how Saddam Hussein got his gig? You know, these dictators, isn't that what they do? Don't they go and they remove their leaders by force and then just become something worse?
Yeah, agreed. But they don't see any of that because their cause is just, their cause is righteous. Don't dare question them. And I'm just going to say it. The majority of us on the right, or the majority of us, we don't think that way. I have a difference of opinion. I think you're wrong. I have a difference of opinion. But you're allowed to do that wrong thing in your house. You're not allowed to push it in my face. Anyway, all right. I always love these conversations. So we should do 3 hours. Anyway, tell people where to find you quick. We're up against it.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. I hope to see you guys there.
A lot coming up in the next hour, people. Don't go far. Heat up the coffee. Cool down your drinking. Come on back.